Well, good day, gentlemen. Now, here's a news item that's, well, it's not that unusual anymore. Of course, the story is about a crazy Vemon, you know. Now, they're not all crazy, of course, but if you think they are all crazy, it protects you to some degree. But this Vemon in the thumbnail is way out there. And you can't really tell by looking at her, except that she's quite a plain Jane. There's a pin in her nose. That's about the only evidence you really have. But of course, from experience, they don't have to show any signs. This Vemon is from Vancouver Island. I don't know whether she's from there or she just moved there. But to be quite frank, who cares? But she did walks in the park. And that was presumably a very big park in Vancouver. And she started laying up against an oak tree. And you may have noticed that most Vemons turn everything into sex and debauchery. Because that makes them more relevant, you see. They get into video games, they have to turn it into some sexual thing. Because really, that's all they have. But this Vemon is a eco-sexual. Give us a break. What does that mean? Well, it means this Vemon apparently is having an erotic relationship with an oak tree. Of course, being a Vemon, she's probably gone to loads of oak trees. There's a new meaning about monkey branching there. But us real men, when we walk in the forest, we do feel that connection with the forest, but not sexual. But you see, Vemons can even turn that into a sexual endeavor to make them appear more important. This Vemon obviously needs help. Sounds like she needs a man, badly. Or another Vemon. I mean, really, every time you see a Vemon who's yelling or screaming or doing something, they're always pushing sex and debauchery. Because they want to bring us down to just that basic level. Because it's the only level that they really have any power over. But let's be honest, guys. Let's take a look at this oak tree here. Look at the way it's flaunting its leaves. I mean, that tree's just goddamn asking for it. I mean, it's just standing there all innocent-like, blowing in the wind. Yeah, right. I mean, look at the beautiful bark on it. That just oozes sex, doesn't it? I mean, all us guys who walked in a forest or something, we've all done a tree. You see how Vemons can twist even the wildlife and nature itself and turn it into something absolutely disgusting. But I will be honest about one thing. This tree is far more attractive than that Vemon was. I think this Vemon should just get a goddamn dog. Although, I don't know about that either. If she does this with a tree, what the hell she do with a dog? Anyway, guys, just a light story in the morning. It can't be serious, get it? But remember, guys, when you go for a walk in the forest, I know what you're goddamn doing. You dirty birdie. Take it easy, fellas.